Thursday upon us, and another long grinding day after yesterday, getting ready for New Orleans.
What are the challenges preparing for a game in a dome in New Orleans? Opener, you know, it's going to be loud. What do you have to do extra to kind of get ready for that?
Well, you can't be surprised by it at all. It's going to be very loud there. Their fan base is very supportive, and you know, tough place to go into, but we're looking forward to it. We're getting ready to cut it loose this week, and we'll try to replicate the noise as best we can out here at practice, so we're ready for it.
Derek had said that he didn't really mind it, that he keeps him in that kind of tunnel, and at this point with everybody around him that he's worked with for a long time, that helps. How much can that continuity help with the nonverbal communication that you might have to use a lot?
It's a factor, yeah. Just as Derek stated. Helps to have some familiarity with the cadences and the system to go into such a tough place on the opening weekend.
Defense has been a problem, obviously, for New Orleans the last couple of years. What have you seen, maybe watching some of their preseason tape? Are they making strides in that area?
Well, anytime you have an offseason, you can address areas where you want to get better. I know we do that here, and I've worked really hard to get better at some areas that we felt that we were deficient in last year as well. So New Orleans will be no different than us, so we're looking forward to putting our best foot forward. I'm sure they'll come out and play well, and we'll need to play well to come out with a win.
In what ways has Menelik Watson made strides over this summer that he's been healthy and been able to get into good rhythm in terms of making every practice?
Yeah, good to have Menelik back. After getting hurt in preseason last year, he's part of our offensive line that has been somewhat rebuilt a little bit. Gabe's never played right guard before. Of course, Kelechi's new, and Menelik's back. So three out of the five will be new. We're looking forward to seeing how they gel.
Have this whole coaching staff back. Everyone talks about how important it is for a quarterback and coordinator to all be together, but to have everybody on the staff back, what are the tangible benefits, not just for a quarterback, but for the entire team to hear the same voices and get the same coaching?
Well, continuity is a good thing, and both coaching and playing. I know we've got a tremendous staff that Jack's put together. I know I enjoy coming to work every day with our coaches. We have a lot of synergy in our game plan meetings, and out there on the field we've got a bunch of great teachers.
What is the in-game experience of the regular season opener like? Because I'm sure that there's going to be looks that you haven't seen, and you're going to be giving them looks that they haven't seen. Is it a bit of a chess match, like once the game starts with what they show that they maybe haven't? How to adjust?
There are definitely some unscouted looks on both sides of the ball. An opener is exciting. There's nothing like it. So excessive, butterflies, and also the unknown, like you're saying, in an opener. So I know we're looking forward to it, and it's a great matchup between us and New Orleans.
Was it reassuring in that last, the third preseason game, the last one that started really late, just to see that offense get going and be able to go on touchdown drives and score two times, probably should have had a third one. Is that reassuring?
Well, what's reassuring is to see the way the guys work. Each day at practice, OTAs up in Napa, this week, getting ready for New Orleans. We've got a bunch of workers on our team, and they want to get good at their craft. They put in the time and the effort, so it's a pleasure to be around them.